what their funding was and the outcomes for their programs. So what we have on the attached spreadsheets, again, we have a summary spreadsheet of our recommended adjustments today, and then we have the nitty-gritty budget detail spreadsheets, which I won't work from, but they're there for your information. I'll start with the summary of recommended adjustments to governor's budget to this spreadsheet.
The one-pager.
And just go through those. Again, many of these are similar to what you saw yesterday. Current service level adjustments that we're recommending at this point include a rate reduction in the PERS assessment, Attorney General rate reduction, the Human Resources Services Division assessment reduction, and the Secretary of State Audits Division assessment reduction. So those are all reflected here. There is also a couple technical corrections to this budget. One is a revenue issue. This is the social services block grant revenue. We saw this yesterday in the State Office for Children and Families budget. When the governor's budget was put together, there was an assumption made about the level of funding. When Congress was done with it, it was lower than that level. And so because these funds have been used basically interchangeably with general funds to support programs in the State Office for Services to Children and Families, and then some of it transferred to the State Commission on Children and Families, we're backfilling that reduction with a general fund in this budget. Now, you'll note that it's not an other fund shift in this budget. That's, again, because of the transfer from SCF. The money comes into the commission as other funds. Then the next line item deals with the CASA program. There is the money that comes into the commission for the CASA program, which had been treated as federal funds. The accountants have said, no, that's not really federal funds, because even though the money is generated as federal funds, the federal funds are passed through to the National CASA organization, which is not a government entity. And so technically those are other funds in this commission's budget. And so you will see that adjustment here in the base budget, and then two, three lines down under the policy package adjustment. So we're not impacting the amount of money that's going to CASA from that grant. We're just shifting it from federal funds to other funds to meet the accountant's direction.
Questions?
Sorry.
Is CASA general funded and then match with federal funds?
Mr. Chair, Senator Yee, there is some general fund in the CASA program. It is not matched. This is additional money that comes in as a grant to support Oregon's CASA activities. So there's general fund and now other funds, but it's not a match situation. Then getting into the policy package adjustment.
Do you want a motion on the current service level?
I think if I go through all of the adjustments, and then on page 2 of the memo, there's a summary of the current service level budget, the other reductions and all that.
Okay.
That'll make it easier to follow, maybe.
Go ahead.
The policy package adjustments and reduction options that we're recommending, again, the PERS rate reduction affects two policy packages in this budget, so we've shown that there. The technical correction to shift federal to other funds, as we just talked about in the base budget. And then because this budget is above the current service level, the co-chair's direction is to take at least a 1% reduction of the services and supplies and capital outlay budget. So what I've done here is to take more than 1%. It's a little less than 3%. But I looked at office expenses and publicity and publications in the governor's recommended budget, and that was significantly higher than it appeared that the agency would be spending in 9901 based on their estimates. And so my recommendation is to reduce those two line items to the 9901 estimated level. That gets you a little over almost $100,000. It's about $90,000 of general fund savings. Then, because there is a hole in the commission's budget for facilities rent, There was some additional rent costs according to the lease schedule that weren't funded in the governor's budget. I'm recommending shifting some of that savings to cover that rental. And so we still end up with an additional $58,000. I shouldn't say an additional, but we still end up with about $58,000 general fund savings. And then the next line item is to meet the 1% out-of-state travel reduction that's been called for by the co-chairs. So those are all reductions.
And we'll address the bigger program reductions in 090 and package 470 to future date, is that correct?
Yes, at a future date. There is, as I noted in my memo, there's a lot still going on that could impact this budget, and we didn't feel we were at a place yet where we could land on a recommendation regarding those packages that reflected where we knew the legislature was headed.
So what you're looking for is a motion from this committee for these technical adjustments in preparation for dealing with those bigger issues once they're resolved.
Mr. Chair, yes, exactly.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Yee.
Could I ask a question on what is 090 reduction?
Mr. Chair, Senator Yee, the 090 reductions is just the policy package that included the programmatic reductions in the governor's budget, and I've highlighted the major pieces of those on page one of the memo. It was the juvenile services grant reductions, the elimination of general funds for family preservation and support programs, student retention initiative, family resource centers, court services.
And
those things were eliminated.
The total of these five programs.
And a couple other little pieces add up to the $11.2
million.
So those are issues that we'll deal with at a later date.
Mm-hmm. So that's the add back.
Mm-hmm. Potential add back.
And
there's
another question. Mm-hmm. And the 0-8 initiative is it described in here?
The 0-8 initiative package, Mr. Chair, Senator Yee, is the Oregon Children's Plan within this agency's budget. So the pieces of the governor's children's plan that are funded in the commission's budget are within that package,
mm-hmm.
or the new pieces, I should say. There's the existing Healthy Start program, of course, and Great Start, which is outside of that package.
Another question.
So
this is to be determined later when funding is clearer, picture of the current funding is,
yep.
is better.
Mr. Chair, Senator, yes, it's our expectation that we would bring this back with some recommendations on those in hopefully a few weeks.
We hope so, too. Thank you.
I would note one other thing. It's not a budget recommendation in the sense of dollars coming in or out of the budget at this time, but we are looking at and would hope to bring you when we get to a final work session some recommendation in terms of the grant streams and the administrative dollars for local commissions. That we're looking at if there's a way to consolidate some of those administrative dollars instead of having an administrative grant stream and then administrative pieces off the program grant streams. We're trying to find out if there's some and without hurting the commissions, but by giving a better indication to people looking at the budget of what the actual administrative costs are. So we hope to bring that back in a couple weeks as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Representative Patridge.
Mr. Chair, I move the current service level budget, the recommended reductions as presented by LFO this morning, as well as the May 23rd, 2001 memo, and the policy packages as adjusted that provide a recommended budget of $65,022,217 general fund and $19,667,206 other funds and $295,501 federal funds, 32 positions and 31 FTE.
You can go ahead and finish.
Any further discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
Is that it?
Is it? I leave out of the room for 10 minutes.
Leave more often.
Yeah. Sure shows we can get things done without you.
Boy, then they beat me up when I come back in.
Did I talk about the AFS budget we got?
You didn't add anything in there, did you?
No add backs.
Did you go over any of the add back issues?
That would be done.
Okay.
A couple of weeks.
Yeah. Very good. I'm very proud of you. Maybe I'll let you.
Please do.
Tomorrow, who's on our agenda?
Tomorrow you will be seeing Director's Office, Department of Human Services, Director's Office, Support Services pieces, and then there are three Health Division bills that you will be hearing as well that are budget related, and they wanted to go ahead and get those out of the way.
Madam Chair, I just want to say Sheila has given us the performance measures of all the different agencies,
yes.
And we have received performance measure of this agency also. You have time to, for me to comment.
Would you like to comment?
Yes.
Certainly we do.
Yes. Well, the performance measures, do you all have a copy of the... Of the,
Send them to us and we'll read them.
Yes, but I have my notes. Madam Chair, yesterday we forgot to ask, Commissioner Rehab and Children, Children and Families.
You too.
For their,
we have their performance measures, except they're not quite complete. And I think they should be more complete. Before it goes through full, they should give us completed information on performance measures. She has my performance measure sheet on adoption cases and on or the ones who have less abuse or the ones who have
next. This is on the services to children and families.
Yes. So maybe we can ask our folks to ask them to give us completed performance measures.
No, I understand.
Okay,
Madam Chair?
Yes, Representative.
Just follow up, Senator, you saying, that probably was an oversight, but I would like to hope that all these performance measures, these ones should be put in their budget narratives as they come out, and we do find that work them. We're not, we still have opportunities.
Yeah.
We haven't fully worked the budget yet.
Yes, uh-huh.
But it's important, as Senator says,
come back. Mm-hmm.
Well, all they're saying.
And we're asking to have completed information.
It's a good idea to include it in their budget narrative.
The next session, then, the idea would be the legislators could see very easily what the goals and objectives were in regard.
Yeah. And that's the one page.
Yes, that's one page, and it will be a good management tool.
With the mission of the five pieces inside in that format, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, some of their missions depend upon how comprehensive that they are, and I know our goal is to try to stick to one page.
Right.
As much as possible, and I could think some of the agencies we may not accomplish that.
That's
because
right.
Some of them. And I think just having the measures, which says from a budgetary standpoint that this was our expectation that you were going to achieve.
Mm-hmm. Well, Minister, I think some interim work could be some of the mission statements tend to be not really mission statements.
But that's and they need for something else. But I do think that the performance measures to what it was our expectation that they would accomplish with the dollars that we gave them.
Yes, and if they haven't accomplished it, we want to know why. And maybe some reprioritizing in the budget.
That's a good idea.
Well, do you want to go over that?
We can go over with the commission now, and then I will request and talking to the other LFOs that we have that as a part of each one of the budgets that come up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And request that SDF and vocational we have bring there also. Maybe Ms. Middle or Diane Middle.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Middleton.
Donna Middleton.
And you want to come up, because Senator Yee has some questions about your performance measures. What the request is, which really isn't.
And Nikki too.
That they've been asked.
I've been working with them.
For all the agencies that you have, their narrative, it does include their budget.
Well, beginning with the document. Comprehensive planning, Madam Chair. So beginning with comprehensive planning, percentage of ECF funded programs that meet or exceed expected success in collaborative partnership development. And you said 72% have reached this goal. Is it possible for you to give us a list of counties that have met this goal and the counties that have not met this goal, and to have an evaluation of what do you anticipate the percentage of counties that will reach the goal by 01 and 02? See, there are no goals stated for 01 and 02, and give us an evaluation of why they haven't, and do you plan to give them, what kind of help do you plan to give them?
Madam Chair, Senator Yee, this is the first full biennium in which we have required comprehensive planning at the level of coordinated partnerships that the Commission has asked for. And as you saw as part of our presentation, you saw phase one of our comprehensive planning document that was submitted to you from all but one of the 36 counties in this state. So if you were to look at the current biennium, the end of this current biennium, you would see a much higher rate than you saw in the beginning when we developed these statistics. We certainly can give you information on the communities and the counties that have done the work. I would suggest to you that while some of them took longer than others to get their planning process in order and to bring their partners to the table, all but one county to date has presented the first phase of their comprehensive plan and has been provided technical assistance in any way possible to help them get there. So what we would have to tell you is at this point in time that the collaborative partnerships that have been developed are in 35 of the 36 counties and that their first phase has been developed. And we can certainly give you that information.
Yes, I would be helpful to have their evaluation of their performance measures following the performance measure sheet, so we know what they plan to do to help the ones who need help.
Madam Chair?
Representative Carlson?
I'm just curious, if the way that it's worded, and I don't know if there was information on the back that we didn't get that defines it, that is upstairs in my sheet, but it says LCCF, Local Commission Funded Program. So is 72% 72% of the counties, or is it 72% of the programs? And are you measuring, you know, for example, if the state agencies, county agencies, business, faith community are at the table, exactly how are you defining this measure?
Madam Chair, Representative Carlson, we're defining it for this particular one is the development of collaborative partnerships, not necessarily the development of the programs under those partnerships. So in other words, it's the planning piece. Who came to the table? Who supported it? Was it the clergy? Was it the business community? Who did you talk to? Whose advice did you get about developing your comprehensive plan? We asked each commission to list the partners that were at the table, and not only list them, in fact, that if they came one or two or three times, but to list their contribution to the planning process. So that would be, and what we found in 72% of the plans, again, prior to getting the completed phase one, was that 72% had significant partners at the table.
So, Madam Chair,
Representative Carlson,
perhaps rather than program, it might say the plans.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Yeah. Let me make a suggestion that you bring us the we will include the document in the budget narrative. So programs probably will be changed to plans, but also recognizing that the purpose is so that next session, if you will, that when you come before Ways and Means, they will be looking at the progression or the progress. Mm-hmm. So if the document is structured with that in mind, mm-hmm. I think that we then won't have to have as much discussion, recognizing that the comprehensive, the plan, how many counties have fulfilled that mission, and to date there's 35 in a phase. Mm-hmm. And I would make sure that you take out, when you go through this, that the wording is such that the members who will follow us, in case we're not there, understands it without having to do a lot of deliberation. And I think that's what the good senator is trying to get to. One of the things that I think all of us are recognizing, that some of us will not be, you may or may not have all of us here next session. And so the discussion that's coming before the body could be new to individuals, and we have to have some way of, I think, in the future to determine whether or not the dollars that this body has given has really been accounted for based on what you stated that you wanted to do with the money.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of where we all are. And as much as you can simplify, I think the better. It's kind of like the KISS method. It is a good method, particularly because all of us aren't inside programs.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could do that for us, and I understand what your percentages mean, but not all of us do, and give us where you would like to be by next session. Is that acceptable, Senator?
So,
yes. And I just want to say, instead of saying funded plans, can we say commissions? We want to see how many commissions have reached their goals. Would that make it clearer?
Yeah.
My question is to Representative
Austin. Senator Yee, because the commission simply convened the process, it's the responsibility, I believe, of the entire county.
The county commission.
Right, so it wouldn't be just the commission, but it would be the partnerships in that county. So I think they could find a way to phrase that would, you don't want to make the commission the only one responsible, you want to broaden that responsibility.
Yeah, 36 commissions, that's why.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Or 36 counties.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can we say counties?
Yeah, that might be better.
Mm-hmm. Counties, maybe clearer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Representative Schrader.
Following up along these lines, I received some information from, in response to a question about what is the data behind performance measure percentages in the budget notebook, and it was reported back that the goal of the local commissions would be to enter results in the commission database, and then they'd have this expected success, more than expected success, less than expected success. I guess I would ask that in the future, maybe we present it slightly differently, because it ends up with lots of little pieces of information about from different individual mm-hmm. providers, and kind of along the line of what Chair Winters was saying, it'd be nice if you want to, I think you should do it go by county. I agree with that. And then list the program that you have. And then across the top, you'd have like the original request in terms of dollar, the amount of dollars, exactly what you purchased with those dollars, the expected result at the time of presentation to the Ways and Means Committee, and then the countywide actual result. And then, mm-hmm. then that would help, I think, you get a better handle on the providers and us a better handle on probably on the countywide basis how the various counties are picking and choosing what's mm-hmm. going on. And then your evaluation, that mm-hmm. was good or mm-hmm. that was bad. Just trying to help with thanks. Formatting for us to understand it, and because you're
appreciate
doing a lot of good work.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate thank the comments.
Just to show us what's the source of data and the methodology of calculating their percentage.
Representative.
Madam Chair, I just had a question on one of the performance measures, and that was under best practices, and I'm thinking the child care, probably should say resource and referral services. If that refers simply to child care services, those are more of the domain of the employment department, which has the child care division. But if we could maybe look at a measure that was a little bit broader, because I know many counties are working on a single point of access, a warm line, the idea of having, you know, kind of comprehensive information about what all services are in the counties where people can access that, and that is something that local commissions are doing more of. Mm-hmm. Childcare is a piece of that, but it's not the entire thing. That might be perhaps a measure that local commissions could be accountable for, that don't rely on another agency.
Let me see if I missed something. The overarching reason for the commission is to bring together from the local communities up to where they're actually meeting the stated objectives. Mm-hmm. And have I missed that? So I would think that the starting point mm-hmm. for the measurements would be what our stated objective. One is that we get counties to begin to plan for an array of service delivery. It may or may not be and that's so that we're moving families and we're making families whole. Is that correct?
That's correct.
I would then take those elements within side of that framework and use that as the gauge. If we know that there's 35 counties that are actually planning, mm-hmm. And their plans may not all look alike because we're looking at counties may be different. So it'll be very difficult to capture then for us all these various segments of components.
That is correct, Madam Chair.
So I think I can understand Representative Carlson's piece, but I think if you get into the finites of what counties are doing, you're going to have a horrendous amount of information that you would have to bring before this body. And I don't think that we would have time then to plow through all of that. So to me, as simplistically as you can keep it, that really relates back to the objectives of why we're giving you the money in the first place. The county may make the decision that they want a different form of access. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But as long as their results are coming out the other end, I think that's where we want to be. And best practices, can vary based on what discipline or...
Mm-hmm. That's great.
So is that, did I encapsulate?
Mm-hmm. Very that. Well, Madam Chair.
You guys are making me a caseworker all over.
I have a question under the best practices in the second subject. It says percentage of higher risk families that read picture books with their 12-month-old on a weekday mm-hmm. basis, and you show 71%. That seems very high for high-risk families to read books to their 12-month-old on a weekly basis. I mean, where do you get your data and how do you determine that?
Madam Chair, Senator Yee, it comes from Healthy Start. And so we know exactly, because that's part of the work we do with families, reading to their children. We know exactly how many families in the Healthy Start process read to their children. So that's a very good statistics, and we're very proud of that number.
Then follow up, Madam Chair. Maybe you should qualify it by saying out of the Head Start families that this many people.
Mm-hmm. So they're funding streams.
Yes, we'd be happy to do that. Senator,
qualifying, it sounds very high.
There's two pieces that should come back in your performance measures. One is your planning and your implementation of what's happening at the county level. The other one is the impact of your funding streams.
That's correct, Madam Chair. That
so the dollars that you're giving to the counties, what kind of results are we getting from those dollars that you're getting?
And I'm sure that is absolutely correct.
So those, to me, would be the two pieces.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. There you go. Oh, we are adjourned.